Welcome to this special edition of the Boulder BI Brain Trust podcast. I'm Claudia Imhoff, and I'm here in Grants Pass, Oregon at the Humphrey Strategic Communications annual Pacific Northwest BI Summit, and I'm pleased to have the opportunity to interview each of the vendors attending this event. I'm talking to Mark Budzinski. He's the president of Warescape. It's always good to talk to you, Mark. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to see you again. Well, let's talk a little bit about big data. How is big data affecting your business?
Well, it's a great question because on the one hand, you would say, what does big data have to do with data warehouses, given that we're a data warehouse automation company? But it turns out it has a lot to do with the business. Probably the best part I enjoy is this idea that all boats float higher. I mean, the big data phenomenon is so big, it's in popular culture now. I mean, I'm just astounded at the magazines that you pick up that talk about data. It's not just computer world anymore, clearly. So the idea that big data is all the rage creates less barriers to spend money on data management. It lowers the barriers in time. It creates a level of urgency. So from there, the idea of automating the process of building and managing your data is easier for folks to get their arms around. If you take it literally, certainly our customers, and we've got them in all shapes and sizes in universities and what have you, they are trying to extend their traditional data warehouses to include big data. So it's not an either or sort of thing like a lot of startups that you may talk to in the big data space that make the case that says, you know, you've got to invest in big data at the exclusion of the traditional platforms. Quite the contrary in our customer base. They're essentially investing to extend with Hadoop, getting data loaded from Hadoop sources. In many cases, those sources are in fact new, it's unstructured data and what have you, but it has to be integrated with the core data warehouse environment for it to really have value to the enterprise.
Well, it certainly seems to make sense for perhaps a new data warehouse that you're building, but what about companies that have existing infrastructure, existing data warehouses? Is data warehouse automation a play there?
No question about that. In fact, it's pretty rare these days that entities, whether they be corporations or government agencies or what have you, don't have some kind of an investment in a data warehouse. So the issue is, just because it's mature, is it changing? Is it satisfactory to all the business constituencies around the enterprise? And the obvious answer is no, it's not. Invariably, there's a business group in marketing, sales, operations, whatever it is, that's looking to pull data together and analyze it in yet a different way compared to what they did last week and last year. The good news is a lot of that data is in the enterprise data warehouse, but a lot of it is not. So they're building, for lack of a better term, a data mart that is much closer to the specific needs of the business unit, marketing, sales, whatever, and that needs to be built quickly. We don't have time to contemplate what the requirements might be, take it back to the traditional sausage maker that is modeling tools and ETL and all the traditional enterprise data warehouse kind of a concept. We've got to be agile. We've got to be rapid. So we do that in a way that respects the data that's in the data warehouse, but certainly marries it, integrates it, and ultimately delivers a solution to the specific business group quickly. And automation is a superb play for that kind of a problem.
Well, now you mentioned the word agile, and certainly everybody's trying to find the nirvana of agile. Is there a concept of agility in data warehouse automation?
Well, there should be. And certainly when you use automation technologies like those from Warescape, it's inherent in the solution. Agile is something that's desired, I think, in general application development because of its notion that you deliver results on a very quick cadence. Every 2 weeks, we have a new deliverable. And people like that. Obviously, there's not a concept of, you know, give me 6 months, we'll get back to you. But I think in the case of data-related projects, the problem is even richer because data in and of itself is a variable. It's not just that I'm trying to deliver rapidly to expedite the development team. I've got to find out very quickly what the data will afford to the problem that I'm trying to solve. When a business user says, go get me data to do this kind of an analysis, that data may or may not be available in the form and in the constructs that they need. So in agile development in data projects, using automation, obviously, is a great solution, you are getting to the data right from the first day. And you're able to go back to the business users and say, now that the data is available, let's, in an agile way, way, iterate on this notion so that we can get to a solution that's not only workable, but that you're going to be enthusiastic about. Take what the data affords and essentially migrate your thinking so that you've got a deliverable that's going to be stunning. And so you overlap that with the traditional agile deliverable every 2 weeks notion, and you've got a pretty spectacular solution there.
Well, it's nice because we all know that data warehouses change. You mentioned that earlier on. And especially in an agile environment, as you do these two-week iterations, you find that the previous 2 weeks, things may have changed a little bit. And automation, I suspect, makes it so much easier to handle those kinds of maintenance enhancements or whatever you want to call them, right?
There's no question about that. If you think of the tedium of managing data. Data gets the accolades. We talk about data scientists and we anoint them as special people in the organization. Yeah, there is some real ingenuity going on by a select couple of people in a typical data environment. But for the most part, there's a lot of tedium. So every time a change is made, if it's not well documented, if we don't have good data lineage, if we don't have a good understanding of the source data, you can imagine how much time is wasted going back to the well to reprogram and redocument that by hand. This is obviously wasteful. So if you can use automation for its key advantage, essentially, which is go faster with less resources, but to do it in a way that's more manageable, we expect these changes to come, so let's embrace them and use automation to get through it. Those companies, ultimately our customers, are succeeding.
Yeah, compelling argument. All right, well, tell me a little bit about how someone would get started then. If they're not familiar with data warehouse or automation, where do they start?
Well, it probably comes at two levels. One is to get a sort of an academic general understanding of what automation is all about. And there I can suggest TDWI is a good resource. There's a number of articles and actually a training course that's been produced by David Wells that's, you know, is something to get your teeth into just to sort of get the concepts. But you don't need to take the training class to get started, certainly. If you've got a project where you're looking at the stress meter getting a little too high, the business is asking for something to be delivered in the next 60 to 120 days, and you're looking in the mirror saying, how am I going to do that? I can tell you over and over and over, our customers start by finding the hair on fire, very high stress project, and they use automation to get through it. Now, we can help. You're obviously going to need some of our help in terms of coaching and some code development, but we have those services available. Ultimately, you'll be on your own after you get through that first project. We do have one other use case, Canadian Rail, a company up in Canada that moves freight around the country of Canada. They use Warescape just to prototype the requirements from a business user. So this conversation I talked about in the agile sense, where you're trying to get to what the data will really afford in terms of the requirements, they get that thing to the point where the data and the requirements are congruent, and then they take that back to the classic modeling ETL team, and yeah, the deliverable is some number of months down the road, but at least they know what they're going to get is correct.
Yeah. And again, it's the agility of that process. All right. I think it sounds terrific. Again, Mark Budzinski, he's the president of Warescape. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the BBBT podcast. And thanks to Scott Humphrey for giving me this opportunity and for hosting the Pacific Northwest BI Summit.
I'll be if you want to travel with me. Pack things with mine. Don't look back, you know a highway now. We'll take 615 first thing in the morning. Bring your good shoes, we'll be traveling on. Yeah.
This is Brain Trust Radio.